Okie dokie. Artichokey. Oh, I'm old. That's something that an old person would say. Speaking of, for the last episode of Bachelor in Paradise, I posted this picture of Sarah and I at the gates of paradise, and someone tweeted to me, and they said, I didn't know that you and Sarah were an item. And I was like, oh, that's the oldest thing anyone can say. When anyone calls a relationship, you're an item. That's such an old person thing to say. Fucking love it. Anyways, should we call the Brandi? Let's call her up right now. It is time. We're not an item.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. I was looking for my face powder because I'm fucking shiny, but I don't know where it is.
Your face powder?
Yeah.
I got a show opener. Let me see if you can hear this.
Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
Can we turn the radio on?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
This is rather festive, isn't it?
It's my favorite time of year.
How many days till Christmas vacation?
This is your vacation.
Get to work, elf.
Son of a nutcracker.
It's go time.
Welcome in to YFT, everybody. Yeah, I saw like a little soundboard thing. I thought, you know what? Let's do it. Anyways, okay. I'll turn that off. So I saw that we did a poll that said, like, when should we put these episodes out? Mm-hmm. And it seemed like the YFTers want us to go back to having episodes come out on Wednesday.
I had a feeling that was going to be the case.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Friday, because I think because for me, like Fridays, people go out and do stuff.
Yeah.
And have things to do over the weekend. And Wednesday is like the middle of the work week. And you kind of need something to spice up your week, you know?
So should we have this episode come out on Wednesday or should this episode come out on Friday?
I think Wednesday.
Well, we'll see if I can get it done because it's Monday right now.
Although we didn't announce that we're going back to Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So maybe this is the announcement.
This is the announcement. Everybody.
And then next week we start that.
And then next week we go, yeah. I like that. I think that's better.
Okay. Sounds good.
Good. Good times. We were starting the show before with Bachelor stuff because Bachelor in Paradise was airing and now it's over. And I just got to say, boy, oh boy, fucking bloodbath out there.
Not surprised.
Okay, so did you see that John Henry and Kat have broken up?
Shocker.
I know, but still, like, that was the one that was, like, still going. I mean, I thought the Aaron and Eliza was going to work, but it didn't. Mm. So they broke up. John Henry and Kat broke up. Like, it was announced today. And then did you see the drama with Kylie and Avon?
No.
Oh, no.
Tell, spill. Pour me a cup of tea.
Oh, she did this whole, like, Instagram post. Basically being like, yeah, I'm no longer with Avon because of infidelity. Yeah, he cheated.
Oh, no.
Okay, maybe, you know, who knows? He said, she said, and then he posted, yeah, I cheated. Yeah.
Ugh.
I know, and now I feel bad.
I thought Avon was a good guy.
I did too, and I felt bad because I was totally defending his, like, decision to be like, hey, don't get engaged. Like, that's a weird thing to be, like, demanding, and now I feel bad.
Did he say, like, who it was with?
No, but we must, the sleuthers out there must tell us what happened.
I want to know.
I know, I can't believe it. I mean,
this is why we needed an after show.
I 100% agree. And
it would have been juicy because of all the breakups.
I should send a message to one of the EPs, be like, see, I mean, one, I want to get paid for one more episode, but see, but the people need this.
Definitely.
And then you think about, like, 2 years ago, we had Joe and Serena, you had Kenny and Mari, Becca and Thomas, who didn't even leave, left broken up.
Noah and Abigail. Abigail.
And then also, that was also the year that, like, they, like, forced out Brandon, right? Brandon and Piper?
Yeah, was it Brandon and Piper?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. There's been way too many of them.
Piper and somebody.
Yeah, anyways, that season absolutely crushed. And then this season has been a big old dumper.
Dumpster fire.
Dumpster fire, dude.
Yeah. Do we think Kylie's going to go after Blake?
Well, she did on the show, and we never even talked about it.
But now that she and Avon are donezo, maybe she'll try it with Blake.
As she should.
His response about it all, I don't know whose podcast it was on.
Yeah.
He went on a podcast.
Two chicks.
It was on TikTok.
I said that.
His response was weird.
Yeah, and I responded to that response with the emoji, like,
Yeah, I was like, that's a weird answer.
Yeah.
I've been trying to set Kylie up with my brother for years, so Kylie, now that we've tried all the other things, want to date my brother?
You don't want to date Osiris. No one.
Oh, come on. Trace is so sweet and such a cutie.
He got so many tattoos.
A lot of tats. What's wrong with that?
Where's the weirdest place on his body that he has a tattoo?
I think his skull, like his head.
That's fucking crazy.
He's got some on the side.
Does he have, this is a touchy question, but I'm going to ask it. Does he have any tattoos on his penis?
Oh God, I don't know.
You need to ask. If that was
my
sibling and they had that many tattoos, first question is, is your dick tatted? Is there any, like, on the shaft?
I don't want to ask any questions about that.
You've never thought, like, this guy gets in
everywhere? One time?
Never.
Wells, when are you going to learn that your brain and my brain work very differently?
I know. Thank God. My brain's the best.
Yours scares me.
By the way.
I'll let you ask Trace that, okay?
By the way, the clip of the Sri Lankan, big-ass school girl. It's so funny.
It's so insane.
It is so funny. And they did a good job because they opened with the punchline of, like, I think he was watching porn. And then it goes into it. That one was good. I love that one. My beautiful wife sent me this, and I thought this was very funny. This is about Gary.
The Golden Bachelor is a fraud. He hasn't owned a restaurant, and it was only like a hamburger drive-in since 1985. Plus, he's had several girlfriends when he said he hadn't even kissed a woman since his wife died. Not even true. He lived with another woman. Oh. It's just a bunch of baloney. Talk to you later.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
By the way, that is how every grandparent leaves messages, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know? Talk to you later.
See you later.
He's dropping bombs, truth bombs, and then be like, see you later.
That's funny.
I have seen that, like that.
Mm-hmm, me too.
You know, but also it's like, who gives a fuck? He was a restaurateur and then he wasn't. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Never let the truth get in the way of a good story, you know? Like, it's.
Oh, yeah, classic.
It's better if he is a restaurateur and has, you know, not dated anyone. Of course, he's out of life, you know? Mm-hmm. But I do love the fact that that guy fucking knows him and fucking does not like him.
Yeah, clearly.
That guy liked a girl and Gary fucked that girl.
Oh,
and,
you know?
And now he's like, fuck this guy.
You're insane.
Like, right? Like, that's what happened probably.
I guess.
He's like, who am I going to tell? My granddaughter loves this show. I'm going to fucking ruin this for her. This guy. Susie, just so you know, that guy fucking was not a restaurateur. Yeah, he's been living with a woman, and he slept with Suzanne, who I loved.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, that made me laugh.
It's funny.
By the way, I got a new soundboard button here that I want to play.
Oh, no.
And it's just perfect timing for the holidays. Here we go.
Okay.
What the fuck? Yeah. It's called Xmas. What the fuck? I love
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
I love it. Next time you're around Trace...
No.
Ask him for me. Or, like, have
you
ever thought about it?
I'll let you ask him.
Have you ever thought about it? Because I've seen some porns out there where girls, they will tattoo weird stuff down there. I've seen it.
That's never crossed my mind.
Not, like, on the vagina, but pretty close.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Does Sarah know about this?
Everyone watches porn.
I don't know if everyone actively watches porn. I think everyone has watched porn.
Okay.
But like actively watch it?
I mean, sometimes you don't. So you're telling me that when was the last time you watched porn?
When I was young.
Okay. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. So do you not masturbate?
Like college.
Do you not masturbate?
No, I do, but
so
I don't
you just
need
go,
porn for
you
that.
You just use your mind? You use the pictures
sometimes,
in your brain?
Sometimes.
But then
this is the difference. This is the difference between men and women. Men are so visual. This, you should know this. This is a fact.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
It's different. Also, a lot of women have a problem with their men watching porn.
Yeah, I would say that's probably true, because then it makes it so it's harder for guys to finish, because they like have this like weird, crazy expectation of what sex is, and that's not really what it is, which is totally understandable. But
also, I think some women just don't want their guys like looking at other naked women, even though it's like, I think a lot of women feel that way.
You like a psychopath, you use your brain, you think about like a sexual experience
sometimes,
and you just like replay that back.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Sometimes.
That's crazy to me.
Is it?
Kind of.
Nah.
I think that that's worse than...
No. What do you mean?
And hear me out. Hear me out. Like, if you are in a relationship... Okay, so I'm married. If I was going through the Rolodex of, like, memories, and I was, like, going, like, to exes and whacking off to it, that's, like, kind of like cheating. Whereas watching...
Why wouldn't you think... Why wouldn't you think about Sarah?
Well, you... I mean, obviously, you can, but if... But hold on.
Why wouldn't you be thinking about your wife?
Okay, yeah, for sure. But then, like, oh, you're jerking off to like a picture of your wife?
Maybe.
That's some psychopath shit, too, I think. I mean, at least for the porn stuff.
I don't know. I bet Sarah would like it if you told her that.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I have. There's actually a picture in here.
So you are a psychopath.
That I find very, very sexy.
That's a great photo of her, actually. I noticed it last time I was there.
I do like that one.
So but that's the one. So that's the one. That's goes to the bathroom in the studio and...
crank it out.
Apparently. Does the Sri Lankan... what is it called?
The Sri Lankan big-ass schoolgirl?
That one, yeah.
Oh, we're off to a great start.
This is, it just, the show just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
It's just doing this.
Does anyone listen to it?
The fuck?
It's just, it's a very long sound, you know, it just kind of drags on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm.
It's my only complaint.
I'm trying stuff out, you know, you don't know.
It's my only complaint.
All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all... This is the best part. 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses, so if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What do you got going on right now?
Well, glad you asked.
Okay.
I got home last night from Las Vegas and my mother's here. So that's fun. Came home to that. Opened the door. The whole house just smells like marijuana. Honestly, I think she smokes more than Noah. Like, usually when Noah used to come stay here, the whole house would reek.
Yeah.
And it was worse last night with my mother here than it ever was with Noah.
Why don't you say, hey, can you go outside?
She does it. She has, like, a basement apartment, you know?
Yeah.
And she's smoking down there, and it just wafts up here. Like, my dogs are probably contact high. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. So I came home to that. That was fun. My sister is coming in town for a visit also. So I've been getting the house ready for them. So that's what I'm doing now. But I got to say, I had a pretty lit weekend.
Yeah. Litty Kitty?
Litty Kitty in Vegas, Sin City. Yeah.
Oh, in Sin City.
Yeah, it was lit. I usually when I go to Vegas, I'm in and out in like a day, like 24 hours. It's really all you need in Vegas, you know? But this time I had to go a day early. And so I had like a whole day and a whole night hang and go to the club and not be working and just be hanging. And first of all, I got to say, all right, I guess it hasn't really, it's not been announced yet, but I think I'm allowed to talk about it. But I signed a residency contract at the Wynn for 2024 that I'm very excited about. And yeah, so I've played a handful of shows at the Wynn this year, and it'll be official next year that I have this residency, which is so great. So like,
you're like Beyonce or like Britney Spears.
obviously I'm going to say nice things about the Wynn, but I'm not just saying it because I work there. Like truly, like the Wynn is just the creme de la creme of Las Vegas. Mm, you know what I'm saying?
Great.
Like it's
word.
The best place to stay. They've got the best club. I'm sorry. XS nightclub. It's the best club in Vegas. It just is. All the restaurants are amazing. I always eat at SW Steakhouse because it's just so fucking good. And I love a steakhouse.
Love it.
But they just recently reopened their Japanese restaurant called Mizumi.
Mm.
Oh my God. If you like sushi, this place is unbelievable. First of all, the vibe is insane. Super, super, super great with the ambiance vibes. I had a Japanese version of an old fashioned, like with a Japanese whiskey. Holy shit. It was the best thing I've ever had. I just had a great time. And then I went to see Diplo Friday night and that was fun. And then I had the pleasure of opening for Dylan Francis on Saturday night and it was lit, lit, lit. And I just had a lovely time. That's all I know. And I love the Wynn.
So tell me how this works. So you have a residency. So it's like every Tuesday night you are in Vegas. Like, how does this work?
So it's not that often. I will play a minimum of 12 shows there. They could always add more, but that's 12 is like the contract I signed.
Okay.
And all they have to do is give me a 30-day notice. So I could play 4 shows in 1 month and then not play for 3 whole months. You know what I mean? Or they could have me once a month. Like, I just don't know yet. But I will go as much as they want me. I love it there. I love everybody that works at the Wynn. Let me just tell you guys something. Especially being a woman in this industry and this club industry, club vibe DJ industry, like being a woman is tough. And even if not being the whole industry, it's just hard. There's a lot of sketchy people. There's a lot of people that aren't fun to be around. And there's sometimes where when I go play and like I just have to deal with like asshole dudes. And I don't know, it's just not every day that you go to a club and you're treated so well and like that everyone is just so lovely and so incredible at what they do and so professional and so amazing to be here. Like these people at the Wynn, like I like to hang out with them, like I could call them friends, and that's just so rare in this business. And so I'm just so thankful that they like me because I love all of them so much and I love being there. So I'm just so, so pumped to have all these shows for next year in like an atmosphere that I like really enjoy being in.
Well, that's awesome.
Thanks.
I'm really proud.
I'm gonna
make
you come to one.
Yeah, I want to come. Does that mean you're going to be in LA more? Because you're going to be on this side of the country?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's great. Then we're recording in here, baby.
We're going to need to fix your lighting in there.
Okay, I'll buy another light for you.
Yeah, I need my own light, and we're going to need to fix the camera angle.
Okay. I can do all those
things. Also, can we get a real camera and not an iPad?
Okay. Whoa.
Like, how come you get the real camera and I get the iPad?
Because... I don't know. I'm not a freaking wizard over here. Yes. Do you want this camera? Then I'll take the iPhone.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Okay, fine.
Also, my left side is my best side. So if we could switch that, that would be great.
You want the mic over there?
I just want the camera on my left side.
Oh, why did you say that? I would have done that. It doesn't matter to me.
Because it was like once and it was like, it's just one time. And then it was a second time. And now it's like, we're doing it more. And I'm like, okay, now we got to get serious.
Okay. We'll do it. Well, I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, Wellesley.
Yes, very proud of you.
That's so much of adulthood to me is like for me, you know, Saturday night, like standing in excess, like in the DJ booth there. I just like look around and I'm like, who let me do this? Who let me in here? How did I get here? It just cracks me up. But I feel like that's like a lot of being an adult is like, if I told my younger self, you know, XYZ, I would just be.
Honestly, you know what I think it is? I think that the older people that were doing that stuff, they've died now. And now we're
that's true.
Now it's like, well, this is the next oldest person here. So they seem qualified.
Yeah.
I've got some other good news.
Okay.
I saw this. I saw this and I'm very excited about it. A new anti-aging drug for large dogs has already cleared early hurdles at the FDA and is moving to hit another milestone towards getting approval. Here's the CEO of Loyal, Celine Haloa, talking about the company's goals and how they one day hope to be making anti-aging drugs for dogs.
The goal of Loyal is to get the first ever drug approved for lifespan extension, health span extension, so number of years lived, quality of years lived for dogs, but also just in general, and then use that momentum, the insane amounts of biological insight, the competency of a translational team to go and build the first ever human aging drugs.
So dogs never dying. That's pretty great.
Okay, wait. So I wonder, now that you say this,
yeah,
You know, all this NAD and peptide, like, is it going to be the same type of thing that they're giving dogs?
I don't know. Do you take that stuff?
I need to start because a lot of my really good friends are doing it. Yeah. NAD. I need to get in on all that. Yeah,
I do it.
I hear great things.
I'm doing it, but I don't know, like, I'm still going gray. Is it going to stop that?
Yeah. I don't know. That stuff is expensive, but, you know, if it's, it does what it says it does, it's worth it.
What's crazy, though, is that, like, the FDA is, like, not allowing it to get out because I'm sure they're like, we got to make some, like, money on this.
Oh, for sure. Or and then they want you to have to go buy their fucking over-the-counter pills and shit.
Yeah. And, like, I know a lot of people are going and getting, like, the IVs with it in there, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I would do, probably, if I was going to do it.
I just have a little powder that I take every day. Mm-hmm. And a pill. Who knows? Who knows if any of that stuff works?
I know. I don't know.
So the
down for Azzy Girl to live forever.
I know, for sure. Right?
Yeah.
I don't even need humans to live forever because I don't want to live forever.
No.
I'm going to run out of money at some point, you know? Can't keep doing this forever. No, dogs. Yes.
For sure.
100%. Or at least get dogs to live about as long, maybe a little less than how long humans live. So then you could like be like 15 and get a dog and then they just are with you the rest of your life.
I know.
That would be pretty great.
I know. Like, a lot of large dog breeds especially. I mean, what is it? Is it the Great Danes? Like, there's like 7 years or something?
Yeah, well, Bloodhounds was 8.
Bloodhounds too, yeah. It's so crazy. It's so crazy to me. That is not long at all.
I know. And that's what was like, I like little dogs, but like, they are annoying, you know?
I know. But they do live longer.
They live fucking forever.
But, you know, horses are kind of the same. Ponies live a lot longer than horses. Horses usually have more health problems. It's strange.
I wonder if short people live longer than tall people.
Great question.
I imagine skinny people live longer than fat people.
Yes.
I'm hungover today. I'm hungover today, so I'm drinking a Modelo.
What were you doing last night?
We had the Christmas party yesterday at the club.
Kind of early for that, no?
Santa came because you want to get your picture with Santa, you know? It was so much fun. And then Sarah and I got wasted, as one does at a Christmas party.
Yes.
Took our picture with Santa. And then we went and played golf with a bunch of people. My buddy Chad, Catherine Newton, you know her? She's from she's like a Marvel person now.
No,
she's really good at golf. And had the best time in the world. And now I'm hungover. And you know what? Thank God for Little Hair the dog. That was hurting.
Cool.
That was hurting. Hurting.
It happens, you know, at our age.
Did you know that this is, well, the day that we're recording this, which is December 11th, it happens to be the most popular day for people to break up.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems weird. I feel like everyone starts relationships like around the holidays because they want a freaking like Christmas party buddy.
Yeah, but I also think that like if things aren't going great and you don't want to get gifts, this is a good time to like cut it off.
I guess so.
Or like, I don't want to deal with that person's family.
Yeah, true.
I'm done with this.
But they call it cuffing season, you know?
They do.
I don't know.
It is nice to have a teammate with you when it comes to having to deal with fucking in-laws.
Agree.
This year, we're having both Sarah's parents and my dad come here.
Oh, wow.
And they fall on different sides of the political spectrum.
That's right.
It's going to be interesting.
That does cause some problems.
I mean, at this point now, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Let them fight it out.
Yeah, you guys fight it out. It actually is kind of entertaining.
Yeah, I'm going to make a drink over here.
Yeah. Perfect.
The worst part is I don't agree with my father, so I can't back him up.
That's great.
Ooh, yeah. You got some faith things, bro, or what's going on?
Bro. Okay, so I can't believe how fast I've cruised through it, but I am caught up on The Crown.
Yeah, but you last episode, you were kind of not into it.
Yeah, I didn't love, let's see, so I didn't love season 5. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Loved season 4 with like the younger, you know, Princess Diana and Prince Charles.
Yeah.
And season 5 was a little hard for me, but season 6 has been great. There's only 4 episodes out of season 6, and then I think they're going to follow it with another 4, and this is the last season. The last 4 were phenomenal, and God, like, it's so crazy. I mean, I guess I was very young when Princess Di passed, and I remember the car accident. I remember all of it. But man, it's just so sad. Like, it's just all just so fucking sad, you know?
Yeah.
And I think you know, not to say that I've done my research and know how accurate this scripted show is by any means. But just seeing like the, you know, the details of it and just kind of how it all played out and how it all could have really been avoided is very, very sad to me. So even though I've loved it, it was definitely like I was heartbroken last night, you know?
Yeah.
Very sad.
I do think that there's like a little bit of a curse that comes with like really rich, well-to-do, affluent families. Sorry, you kind of come from one, but I think even bigger than
that. No, we're not that rich.
Yeah, but like, you know, like the Kennedys are like cursed, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that's like...
That's like a different type of money.
Yeah.
You know?
I think our version of the royals in the United States is the Kennedys, and they are like cursed. Mm-hmm. Like everyone dies in weird ways too. And this is a weird conspiratorial thing to say, but it's like, it's a little bit of like... that like deal with the devil thing with those people, you know, like,
yeah,
especially with the royals, they've sold so much to their media. And that's also, it's funny because it's like, it's the thing that like keeps the momentum of their family and that whole thing, like kind of relevant and going, but it's also the thing that's taking them down or took down Diana, which is a weird juxtaposition, yeah. I suppose.
After like watching this, it really, not that I already felt for Harry, like after watching their documentary, you know, and kind of hearing his experience being part of the royal family, like I almost feel for him even more now.
Yeah.
I think he and his mom probably share a lot of the same feel. Like it seems to me like Prince William has that like tougher, to me, it kind of seems like he takes after his dad a bit more of like not having so many feelings about all of it and, you know, being able to kind of like turn a blind eye to some of the part of it that's fucked up. Whereas Harry is much like Princess Di, where it's like, no, like, I, you know, I feel this and I feel that and this is wrong and this is whatever. And like kind of takes more of a stance over it, you know. I don't know. It's just also sad to me to think like Harry lost his mom when he was so young and, you know, had to just go to the funeral and be photographed there, even though like they, you know, he probably not the best thing for a kid to have to go through when his mom died. And like just so many things that you think like is just so sad that the poor boys had to go through and whatnot. And I honestly, like, it makes me happy for Harry that he kind of broke out of it and he seems happy. And I think his mom would be proud of that.
I think it's also birth order stuff too.
For sure.
William's definitely like the rule follower. Like, I'm going to take care of business. Like, my brother's just like that. He's like the person who speaks for all of the family. He like takes care of flights and everything. And I'm the youngest and I'm like, waka, waka, waka. And also like, I get sensitive about things and I'm also a mama's boy. Like, so right. I totally get it.
For sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm glad I started watching it. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, like all the actors are just incredible.
Yeah.
So now once the rest of season 6 comes out, I'll watch that. And then I think I'm going to go back and start season 1 and kind of like prequel it, you know?
Yeah. You said last week one of the things that you didn't like was like someone's different take on like being the queen or whatever, being the king. That's something that I kind of do like because then you get to see the artistry of it all. Like someone's going to obviously have a different envisionment or like creative process to like bring that person to life. And so that's one of the things that I kind of enjoyed when I'd see Sarah watching it, be like, oh, this is an interesting take on how they would do this. And they're also all British. So like, this is like very ingrained in these people, right?
Right.
Like there was no Americans playing the queen.
No, of course not. Yeah. Gosh, the actress that plays Princess Di as an adult, I mean, she looks just like her. And her man, like she, you can tell she really did her homework. I mean, her mannerisms, the way she sits, the way she holds her head, like, I mean, she is friggin' Princess Diana in the flesh, I swear.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
We watched something last night that I loved.
Okay.
And also freaked me the fuck out.
I wonder if you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
Leave the World Behind?
Yes, my mom was watching it when I got here.
Okay.
And she did not like it.
I loved it. I like scary movies.
Was it scary?
It's kind of like an end of the world movie, I guess. Okay. Let me give you the tagline.
Okay, give me the synopsis.
A family's getaway to a luxurious rental home takes an ominous turn when a cyber attack knocks out their devices and two strangers appear at the door. Leave the World Behind on Netflix. So the cast is insane. It's Julia Roberts. It's Ethan Hawke. They play a married couple. I'm going to say his name wrong, but Mahershala Ali, who's been like a lot of stuff.
I love him.
I'm sorry if I'm saying his name wrong. Kevin Bacon's in it. So effectively, I don't want to ruin it for you because it is so good.
Don't ruin it because I'm going to watch it.
So effectively, what the tagline is like this family, they're like, they live in New York. They're like, we're going to get out of town for the weekend. They rent this really nice house, like the Hamptons, I suppose. And all of a sudden, like, internet goes down, like TV's not working, and it's just kind of weird. Then these two people show up at the house and they say that they own the house. And because of like the internet going down and like the blackout happening in New York, they're like, well, we kind of want to come over here. We know there's electricity still here. And then like weird stuff starts happening. And you don't know who really is the bad guy. Like, are these people that showed up the bad guy? Like, what really went down? What's really going down? And what's scary about it? It's a great film just to be like, yeah, we could totally be attacked this way and, you know, whatever. But what's scary about it is that Barack and Michelle Obama are the executive producers on this project.
What?
Yes. And it's like...
Interesting.
It's like, Barack, you trying to tell us something here, guy? What's happening?
On a first name basis with him?
Yeah, me and Barack are fucking tight. But I'm like, hey, B.O. Actually, he probably doesn't like that because it's body odor. But B.O., are you trying to say something to us? Is this how we're going to be attacked? And it's this weird thing that's going, like, he ran on, like, hope, you know, change, like.
Yeah.
And then after he left, fucking country went to goddamn shit, right? Like, everyone's divided, everyone hates each other. Case in point, are my in-laws and my dad coming? You know, everyone's, like, split. One of the first things he does is decide to be an EP on this movie about, like, how the country can be attacked and, like, World War III can happen. Like, that's where, like... Brock, I'm freaked out now.
I'm freaked also, and I haven't even seen it.
I know. Go watch it. It's really good.
Okay, it sounds good. I mean, I love Julia Roberts, obvi.
I love Ethan Hawke. Do you think Ethan Hawke's a handsome boy?
Not really. He's not really my type.
It's funny because I do feel like he was a heartthrob, especially like, remember Great Expectations with the girl from Goop? What's her name?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow, that's right. Anyways, I liked it. Go check it out.
Mm. Okay, love that. I know you don't want it, but Virgin River.
Yeah, you're still on this.
I'm a little upset with them.
Okay.
Because they put out, like, you know, half of a season and said, like, part two is coming, you know, December 2nd or whatever it was. And so I thought, all right, they put out, you know, it was like 6 episodes or 8 episodes or something. And I was like, we're going to get 6 or 8 more.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got 2. And they're calling that part two of the season. I'm sorry. No.
Excuse me. No.
Part one can't be that many, and then part two just be 2. That's not okay.
That's not how things
work.
And
so I'm upset.
You should be.
I'm very upset. And I'm upset because it's going to be another freaking year or so before we get any more because there was a strike and nobody was filming anything, and it takes so long to make the turnaround. And so now I just have to wait, and I'm just upset. I feel like I was robbed.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's tragic.
I started the second book in the Fourth Wing series, the book about dragon riders, and it became
with
like
the weird
really,
porn. Yeah,
really
yeah.
sexual. Yeah. Iron Flame. I'm early in on it, but ooh, do I like this book. Highly recommend if you're into fantasy and a lot of sexy stuff and dragons and murder and killing. Go check out Fourth Wing and then get into Iron Flame.
Okay.
Tell your boyfriends.
Speaking of fantasy.
Your boyfriends will like this, I think.
Okay, there you go.
And your girlfriends too. Like Danielle Maltby's reading it, and she's like, Jesus, this is sexy.
How is she?
She's doing great. She came and stopped by and hung out with us not too long ago. She was in for like a conference or something, her and her podcast co-host. I think her name is Jess. Jess.
Okay.
You know, her and Michael split.
I know.
And it wasn't great, I don't think.
No, I know. For Danielle, you know?
I know. That was a tough one for me because I like really brought Michael under my wing.
I know.
But Danielle is...
The OG.
Yeah, she's one of my oldest and best friends. So it put me in a tough spot. But of course, I'm taking Danielle's side on all of it. And I'm happy to report things are going well. I won't say more than that.
For her?
Yes.
Oh, good, good, good. Is she going to move back to Nashville? I hope so.
I hope so too, but I don't know. She signed a couple-year contract with like this company. So she's there for a couple. Let's see. Yeah.
Well, speaking of fantasy, did you ever watch the new Hunger Games?
No, but I read that book.
I want to see it.
Yeah, you should. I want to see it too.
I want to see that.
The book didn't floor me like the original Hunger Games did.
Oh, well, do they? You know, they never do.
Yeah.
Originals are always the best. I also saw that finally there's a couple things that came out for like rent on Apple TV that were in theaters for a while that I never saw, like Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon. I want to see both of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, over the holidays, I'm going to be renting those.
Yeah, same.
Watch.
Same.
Yeah.
Sarah doesn't want to watch Killers of the Flower Moon because I feel like she feels like it's going to be like, you know, sad to the indigenous people of America. Wow. Which it is.
It probably is.
It's Scorsese. I have some not favorite things. Sorry, but I want to.
Okay.
I want to give you guys a heads up.
All right.
There's an animated movie called Leo that stars Adam Sandler.
Okay.
He plays a lizard that lives in a school, you know, like a pet lizard for the school. A 74-year-old lizard named Leo and his turtle friend decide to escape from the terrarium of a forest school classroom where they've been living for decades. Adam Sandler, Robert Smigel, Paul Sado, and Bill Burr. Oh, Jason Alexander, Rob Schneider. Okay, this is a really good cast. We watched like the first like 20 minutes of it last night, and I was like, turn this off. I can't do this. It was...
wow.
Real bad. And I love Adam Sandler.
Okay.
It like opens up with like a bad musical number. Hated that. I was like, what is it? Is this a musical? Is this not? Anyways, I highly suggest not going down the Leo route.
Okay. I mean, you know me, I don't love animation. So
you don't like Pixar?
No.
You know, we were doing this because we went to Disneyland and we were having a conversation of what's your favorite Disney movie? Do you have one?
My favorite Disney movie? I don't know.
Really? Like, you're a girl.
Does The Fox and the Hound count?
Absolutely. 100%.
I love that movie.
I do too.
So sad, but yeah.
Of course. Bloodhound.
What else do I love? I used to love Pocahontas back in the day.
What is that song? The Spirit of the Wind?
Colors of the Wind.
Colors of the Wind. Yeah, Pocahontas was good.
Pocahontas was great.
My favorite, hands down, is Robin Hood. Robin Hood and Little John walk through the forest. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. You know?
Okay.
I love Aladdin.
I don't love Aladdin.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid.
I'll show myself the world, thanks.
Street rat, get that. I mean, come on, that's great.
It was fine.
This, I'm going to show my age here a little bit, but I did love Sword of the Stone. Big.
I don't even know what that is.
It's okay, whatever. We were making this distinction, though. I think that there's a distinction between Disney movies, like Disney animated things, and then Pixar, because those definitely are two different things to me.
I agree.
I mean, I love Toy Story.
Yeah, I like Toy Story.
I liked Up. That one really like, tugged at my heartstrings.
I never saw Up.
Ooh. That one.
I know.
That one will tug at your heartstrings. I liked Wall-E.
Is Madagascar Pixar?
I don't think it is, but I do love Madagascar.
Oh. Loved Madagascar. I like all the ones with animals, you know?
The creators of Shrek and Shark Tale, so I don't think... I did like Shrek, too.
Never saw it.
You never saw Shrek? What are you, a communist? I love it. Something that I liked, but I realize that now I'm old now.
It's a recurring theme on this pod.
There's a thing on Netflix called World War II from the front lines. And anytime you start getting into World War II stuff, you know, like if I start reading books about like submarines, I am completely ready for retirement. But this World War II from the front lines is cool, and I'll tell you why.
Submarines.
What they did was they took all this footage from World War II, and then you know how they can colorize shit now? So they did that, so it's pretty cool, because you're like, oh, this is like new footage, and not black and white or whatnot. If you're a guy who's on the wrong side of the 30.
So maybe two listeners of this podcast?
Seven of our listeners. You might be into fucking World War II from the front lines. If you're not, stay away from that. Just so you know.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's just speak to the actual demographic of this podcast for a second.
Okay.
I saw that Netflix is doing a new series with Josh Duhamel and Minka Kelly.
Oh, okay.
And I'm very excited about that.
Do you know what it's called?
I do not, but it's like they spin it as like Yellowstone meets like Friday Night Lights or something, and I'm like sold.
Is it called Buddy Games Spring Awakening? No, I think that's a reality show. Oh, upcoming. Off the Grid, Ransom Canyon, Not Without Hope.
Yeah.
Do you know
Ransom Canyon? That's it.
Ransom Canyon.
I think that's it.
A romance-fueled family drama and contemporary Western saga that charts the intersecting lives and loves of three ranching families set against the sweeping tundras and rolling rivers of Texas Hill Country. Ransom Canyon. Okay.
Love it.
Okay, Taylor Sheridan. You're telling me that's not a Taylor Sheridan fucking ripoff? Crazy.
Well, no, it's a Taylor Sheridan ripoff for sure.
Or is it just Can't Taylor wait. Sheridan? I don't even know.
Sounds great. I love Minka. I loved Friday Night Lights. I'm pumped. Minka Kelly hasn't done much either since Friday Night Lights, so I'm excited for her.
Yeah, you do like one type of fucking television, and it is... It is a little bit
many.
Of... No, no.
I'm watching The Crown right now, okay?
That's
don't,
true.
Don't tell me I like one
That's
type of television.
That's just because you are out of Taylor Sheridan shit. But you love...
I also fucking loved Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon, okay? I like the, like, crazy shit, too, there's, all right? Fantasy.
I figured it out. If there's a horse involved, you're 100% in.
Obviously, unless the horse gets hurt, and then I am not in.
Well, that's not true, because you loved fucking Yellowstone. And
I did not watch the first scene of season one, episode one.
Yeah, that horse
Skip
dies.
It. Skip.
The royals, they've all got horses. Game of Thrones, there's horses and dragons. And dragons are really just flying horses, for being honest, right? Because you ride them.
True.
And then every Taylor Sheridan movie show is horses.
True. There's no horses in Virgin River, and I like that show.
But it sounds like a thing that would have horses.
Okay. There's not been a horse.
Because where do the horses drink? They got to go to the Virgin River.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Could be wrong, but I don't know.
By the way, remember we had that conversation about does a straw have one hole or two?
Mm-hmm.
I found an answer.
How many holes are there in a straw? Fortunately, I always bring a straw with me wherever I go. How many holes are there in it? There are the one-holers who feel that, well, look, there's like one hole. It goes all the way through. Like, what more is there to say? And there are the two-holers whose view is there's a hole at the top of the straw and there's a hole at the bottom of the straw.
So, real quick, are you a one-holer or a two-holer?
I don't know. Both make sense to me.
Totally.
You know?
I think I don't know either. I think...
I know, I really don't know. I think gun to my head, I would maybe say two.
So if I get shot by a bullet and it goes through my body,
yeah,
there's two holes in me. There's one in the front, one in the back.
I know.
But is it just one? Anyways, okay, interesting. I just didn't know what side you fell on. Anyways, this gentleman is going to tell us what's up.
For the people who think there's two holes, I would say, imagine this straw, if you can, getting shorter and shorter. Like, imagine I sort of cut it, and it was half as long, and I cut it again, until it's so short that it's actually, like, shorter than the distance around. A little bit like this. Does this have one hole in it, or two? How many holes does a bagel have in it? That's basically the same shape as...
That's a good question. How many holes does a bagel have?
One.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This. If you say a bagel has two holes, I think we all agree that would be like a very weird thing to say about a bagel. So now I'm talking to you, triumphant one-holers. If you think this straw is one hole, let's say I take it and I pinch the bottom like this. How many holes are there in it now? There's just like the one hole at the top. I mean, you could fill this with water, right? It's basically a bottle. How many holes are there in the water bottle? Just the one at the top that you drink out of, right? But if it...
That makes sense too.
It does.
Has one hole now, and I poked a hole in the bottom, and I opened up the bottom. How many holes would it have? It's got to have two, right? I think the way to think about the straw is that, yeah, there's two holes, but one of them is the negative of the other. Top hole plus bottom hole equals zero. That sounds like an insane thing to say. Both the one-holers and two-holers are right in a way, as long as they're willing to learn about the arithmetic of holes.
So what's frustrating about that is... He didn't really answer the question.
No, it doesn't solve anything.
I think it's one hole.
You do?
I do. I think it's good. He's right with the bagel. Like, that's one. It's only one hole in the bagel.
But the bagel is just totally different.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
All right, YFTers, what do you guys think? I saw this other video on TikTok that, like, really, really made me laugh. And also made me think. And those are the type of videos that I really like. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I laugh.
You also like the weird, like, woodworking videos.
I love them. Dude.
Do those make you think?
Yeah.
About what?
I don't know. So there's also this guy went out and, like, lived in, like, the Alaskan wilderness at, like, 40. Mm-hmm. And he filmed himself. It's really old. It's from, like, the 70s or 80s. And this guy, like, built log cabins and all this stuff. And he filmed the entire thing. And I used to watch it on PBS. I think it was on PBS. And now it's on my TikTok. And I'm like, I fucking love this. But this song that someone duetted, it made me laugh. But then it made me think, huh, that's true. And that's weird.
Okay.
Someone write a song with this.
Chinese people don't eat any cheese. What the fuck is up with that? It's really bothering me. They don't put any cheese in the food they make.
It's true, they don't.
And I think that's a mistake. And I don't know why it's this way. We eat a lot of cheese in the USA. But if you go to a place where they speak Chinese, they won't have any cheese. They don't have any cheese, and it's hard to believe, cause I've seen them eat a lot of things that I wouldn't eat.
That's true.
Wet markets in the street, but they don't have any cheese. What the fuck is going on? I want an answer, please.
Okay, aside from it being really good.
People have way too much time on their hands. Like, way too much time.
Aside from, like, I would totally listen to that guy's music. I love it so much. It's so good. But it's true.
You're crying. This is, you're insane.
But this is the thing. Chinese food doesn't have any cheese in it. That's fucking weird, dude. Like, every other fucking culture has cheese.
Not Japanese either.
Okay. Right? I don't know. I don't fucking know. Okay, the Asia doesn't have cheese.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. Why not? It's like, they have cows. I know they have cows. Yeah.
Mm. Is there cheese in Indian food? I don't eat a lot of Indian food.
I would assume so.
Yeah?
But that's also Asia, so maybe not, you know?
Yeah.
Is there cheese in Russian food? Just trying to think of all the things over there.
Can't say I've ever had Russian food. Don't even know what that is, really.
Mm.
Do you?
No, I just think it's like bear meat.
I don't know about that, but.
Yeah, well, now I want to go, next time I go to a Chinese restaurant, I'll be like, do you have anything with cheese in it? I mean, surely they do.
I don't know.
And also, like, a byproduct of cheese is also butter. Do they use butter?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. This is why everyone, this is a generality and a stereotype.
Here we go.
Fucking Asian people live forever. They're so much healthier. They're not really fat. That's it. It's cheese. That's it. I cracked the code.
I eat a lot of cheese and I'm fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love cheese.
It's one of my favorite foods.
Same with Sarah. She's a little mouse. Last night she made a fucking... Dude, she's on a grilled cheese. Have you had a grilled cheese recently? Have you
not
had
super recent.
A grilled
I love them, though.
Cheese? You need to go make a grilled cheese. It is insane how good a grilled cheese is.
It's the best. Bread and cheese. Are you kidding? Come
That's it. I don't even like it when people they're like, I'll make tomato soup and dip it. No. I don't need that fucking shit. Just give me the grilled cheese. Remember in Nashville, there was a food truck called the Grilled Cheesery?
Still here.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I wish I still lived in Nashville for that.
I'm sure you could find something similar in LA. Sure.
That's probably true. Still watching Squid Game.
How is it?
It's good. I'm not done with it. I'm not even sure if it's done. I fall asleep every time I watch it, but that's not because it's boring. It's because we watch it at night times. But the mother-son duo, of whom I really liked a lot, the mother is now gone, which breaks my heart, but the son is still there. I have a feeling the son is the winner. But I'm not sure. I can't be sure of that. But I do like the game. I do like the show. It's very good. My thing is like, it must have been so fucking expensive to make. They had to make the entire set. They had to house all these people. And then it's a $4.5 million purse. Like, it's crazy money. How much did Netflix dole out for this thing? You got any Muzaks?
I feel like it's that time of year where the only thing people are releasing is Christmas music.
My buddy Jeremy Lister, who I like play a lot of his music and Christmas music, he texted me the other day and he was like,
yeah, you do.
A bunch of people were were messaging me that they found my music through your show. So thank you so much. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. People are listening. That's awesome. I have something that I'm really excited about.
Oh, okay, great. Well, let's hear that.
I found this guy on TikTok. He only had like two verses of the song. And I was like, I fucking love this song. So I started following him because I was like, I really like this song. I like the idea of this song. And I realized he went on American Idol and he got all no's. I think that's amazing because the last guy that I found from TikTok that went on American Idol was that guy Josiah in the Bonnevilles, who's now like,
oh yeah,
he's like with Noah Kahan, like on his entire, and he's got a sold out tour. Like he went on American Idol as well.
Yeah, he's great.
This guy got all no's. And I think he's so good. Anyways, his name is Evan Honer, and this song is called I Don't Know Shit About Cars.
Well, I tend to drink a lot, and I tend to get real lost. I learned nothing from my pops. I don't know shit about cars. I'll bum one more cigarette. The only spirit that I've met runs straight through my head. I don't know shit about cars. I'm the last of my kind. It's bullheaded right. I get lonely at night, filling up my dreams with steep gasoline. Got up to 583.
Anyways, I love that. I love that song. What do you got coming up?
I'll be entertaining my family for the week.
Fun.
And then I'm coming to LA this weekend.
That's right, we're doing a photo shoot.
We're doing some photos.
We're doing a
photo shoot. An episode.
We're recording an
episode. And we got some things going. So I'll just be out there for a few days. And then once I come home, I'm home for like 2.5 solid weeks. And that's my break. Like,
yeah.
I'm finally going to get a break. So I'm pumped about that. Because your girl's tired.
You deserve it.
I'm sleepy. And then I'm playing here on New Year's Eve here in Nashville. So that just got announced on Friday. So I'll be posting all the information for that this week. But if you're in Nashville for New Year's and you want to not be in a massive, overwhelming crowd of people down on Broadway, you should come to my event, which is at the soccer stadium, Geodis Park, which is a little bit south of downtown. So you can stay out of the madness, but still do something fun on New Year's Eve. I'll be DJing, Obvi.
Obvi.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll see you next week then.
Yeah, I'll see you. See you next
and
week.
YFTers, don't forget, next week we'll go back to Wednesdays. Cool?
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
All right. Again, this is Evan Honer. I don't know shit about cars. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I don't
know shit about cars. A good song.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.